State Republican leaders have closely followed Governor Walker's lead on legislation and budgeting ever since taking office in 2011. Last month, when Walker outlined his plan to cut taxes in his State of the State address, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss jumped right out of the gate and endorsed the plan.
I think that Governor Walker has found the perfect way to take that surplus and instead of spending it on more government programs, putting it right back in the hands of moms and dads and struggling seniors and brand new homeowners all across the state.
Voss put the measure on a fast track. An assembly committee quickly convened and passed the plan. Then he scheduled the bill for Tuesday's floor vote. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald criticized Voss for his speedy action, calling it inappropriate. Fitzgerald reportedly wanted Republican leaders to sit down first and map out a compromise. He had indicated immediately following the governor's address that the tax cut plan would be a tough sell to his caucus.
I've got a couple members that just right now are still concerned about, that structural deficit. And, I need a minimum of 17 votes, so we'll be going from senator to senator talking to them about the package.
Fitzgerald has not yet scheduled the bill for floor debate in the Senate. He's indicated he wants the measure to go first to the Joint Finance Committee. UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim acknowledges a rift between the two GOP leaders. Heim says when Fitzgerald was first elected Senate Majority Leader in 2011, his counterpart in the Assembly was his brother, Jeff.
I think they obviously worked together very well. Robin Voss is a different character. He's a different person. He's much more aggressive, a little more focused politically. He has a very large margin of 60 to 39 majority to play with, whereas Majority Leader Fitzgerald in the Senate has a much narrower margin, so he has to pay a lot more attention to his own constituency and his own legislators who don't necessarily like all the specifics of different bills.
Heim says this isn't the first time legislative leaders from the same party have had differences of opinion. He says when Democrats controlled both houses of the legislature and the governor's office, leaders clashed on a number of issues, such as a clean energy initiative in 2010. So Heim sees the rift between Voss and Fitzgerald as a bump in the road, not a party in crisis.
It gives the appearance of it, but it's kind of short term, frankly. Once they get this done, nobody's going to worry too much about some of the details. If a little more money goes into one item and a little less money into another, by and large, I think the public will not see this as a substantial difference.
Heim predicts Republicans will resolve their differences on the tax plan mainly because it's Governor Walker's signature election year proposal. In fact, Heim foresees the Senate merely tweaking the measure. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.